guys, and welcome to the Free Rotation Podcast. My name is Angie, and I'm the host for this episode. I have the usual group with me, and by usual, I mean Maeve.
Hi.
I have Akhtar.
Hello.
I have Danzig.
Hey, everybody.
And I have Kajun.
Hey there, man. How you doing?
Today, we have invited our celebrated guests to a secret location to meet their new teammate, Kajun.
Hey, man, you know what? I got to get a hoodie today.
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine.
I'm glad you understood him, because I know.
I was told there would be alcohol and naked women.
I bet there'd be alcohol up on the back hills.
What the fuck is that thing? Someone answer my
question. Hey, man, Kajun!
You know, I speak 27 languages.
Is that one of them?
No.
Fuck.
What the?
Did you know that be my bad language?
I think he just said something.
I don't have a potion.
I think
for
he just
this.
Offered me a sandwich. I don't know what.
So, Akhtar, could you get that chest of D20 behind you and place it on the table?
Oh, Jesus.
It's a mimic.
Akhtar is no longer with us. He is now dead.
The chest looks up. Ant's alive.
Well, I'm just going to step out and go and get some drinks, because we would hate to have lied to you. Mr. Kajun, if you would
Why
like to...
Why does he not wear a shirt?
Does he man out? Don't need no shirt?
He's from the country. He doesn't wear shirts out there.
Oh, out of character, his armor class is like 27 with no shirt on.
Because it's just all grime.
Yeah. Right.
Also, out of character, if I'd known he was doing it, I'd have brought the hat in.
Update down nature bath.
I don't know if it's nature bath or nature bath.
I'm scared.
There's no reason to be scared yet. What?
Real quick.
Who said
pause
yet?
Here. Can you go get the hat?
Do you want to get the
Can
hat?
Can we pause real quick for him to get the hat?
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to take a small pause and get the hat.
Good
and
thing.
Welcome back.
It's a good thing.
Kajun
good
is
thing.
Now in full costume.
All right, we're back. We got to do the blah.
No, seriously, what the hell is that thing?
Well, it's your new teammate.
Mm-hmm. What?
When did
we all be the best friends.
We didn't request a new teammate.
Oh, but you had to have a new one. It was sent by your guild.
When?
Oh.
Mr. Elvish has disappeared.
What?
Poof.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to go get drinks, an assortment of beverages, and some ice. And I'll return with someone who can explain the situation to you more.
Okay.
Well, as she turns to leave, the door closes behind her, and you notice it's a solid steel store.
A steel store?
I'm going to go buy them.
It's an entire store made of steel.
It's an entire store.
I hope they have a favorite terrain.
Yes.
I think he said something about favorite terrain.
I thought he said tangerine.
I thought he said manta ray.
I don't know what he said.
Okay, so it's a steel door.
Oh.
Not the store.
Okay.
That's on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, this side is just a... And you hear the distinct tick of a lock turning.
Oh,
what?
No.
Did we get now?
Are we locked in here with...
Nah, that'll be all right.
Crazy man.
Nah.
Where are my weapons? God,
I meant dancing.
No,
I'm okay with you.
Oh, dear.
Hey, it's okay. I can get... Wait. Celeste isn't in here, is she?
This is episode 15. Charmed, I'm sure. It's an Escape the Room episode.
As our D&D character.
Oh my god, we got it. Oh my god.
And it's just to introduce you to Mr. Kajun.
Holy
crap. Hey.
Well, as you realize that you're locked in this room, you turn around to look at it more fully, and you notice it is a really nice room. Huh? Mr. Kajun has been staying in some fancy digs.
Hey, this is a really nice room. I think he's been staying in some fancy digs.
Pretty fancy. Then I like it.
So as you're standing at the door, there's a huge twin bed to the left. And on the other side, there's a couple of boxes stacked against each other in a pyramid shape. There's a couch lit with a nice torch beside it. And behind that is a small room surrounded by flowers. And then there's a desk in the corner opposite you from the door. And then a table set up with fruit and bread and some charcuterie tray on it.
Oh, I like charcuterie.
And there's a...
What is that?
Deli meats.
Deli meats.
Oh.
And then there's a chandelier above you a really nice, big, golden crystal chandelier. And set strategically around the room are mirrors that reflect the light. So it's pretty well lit. There's a fireplace on the far back wall. Exactly. But there's the distinct lack of dirt and mud and grime.
Because it's all on Kajun.
don't
touch.
He's like our D&D version of fucking Pigpen from Peanuts.
And on the floor is a beautiful rug. It's embroidered with blues and golds and reds.
Kajun,
but
don't
you notice some
rug.
Of the reds is a little deeper and spread out.
Kajun, don't touch the rug.
I'm gonna go down and touch that damn rug. But then I'm getting
as you touch it, it's tacky and sticky, and your fingers come up and. Yeah, it's like some kind of brownish crimson liquid is on them.
Kajun, don't roll in the rug.
And then they know I'm not gonna do that.
So the rug is covered in blood. Okay.
Well, then they ain't gonna do that.
I'm gonna.
Well, I've been in a rug time month now. I'm laying down, man.
I would like to go over and inspect the desk and look. See if there's like drawers and stuff and just look through the drawers or like rifle through any papers.
There is a desk. It has a small ink pot on top.
Okay.
A pile of papers, and there are two drawers and they're locked.
Okay. Hey, there's drawers over here that are locked. Can I look at the papers? Are they written on with anything on it?
You know what I'm talking about? My drawers are better not. I'm going to keep them zipped up.
I'm guessing we don't have any of our stuff with us. It's just us.
Right. It's just okay. You. Yeah.
Well, this is just splendid.
No, but I prefer real sugar.
I'm going to go inspect the deli meats.
Bread on the other side. So there's rolls here and then a charcuterie here.
Is there a pretzel bun?
Yes.
Oh,
there is now.
Damn, we ain't doing this.
I think I'm going to make me a free rotation sandwich.
That sounds good. So the drawers are locked, but as you're rifling through the papers, you do notice that one has like a note written on it.
Oh, okay. I'll read it.
Okay. It says, good luck. Hope you get out. Hope you don't die. Beware the food.
Hey!
You might not want to
eat that! You don't want
to eat that!
I'm saying this out loud, like I'm reading the note out loud.
Mm-hmm. So right as she's like, beware the food, you're like, ha! Oh,
damn it.
Aren't you hungry, though? You might want to even sniff it.
I have a plan.
I'm going to go over to the dandelion bed. I'm going to go take off that comforter off the blanket off the bed.
Okay.
Anything under that thing? Okay, well, I'm going to put that back on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It's distinctly grimy. Afterwards, you can see your own handprints.
Oh, yeah, that's right. my nature flesh.
I'm going to walk up to him and just put my finger in his chest and see if I can write the words, wash me, upon him.
Down. Look at that. What's my Hamish?
Remembering my manners, I'm going to like pop out from behind Danzig and be like, I'm Maeve. Nice to meet you.
Then I read my hand on out to give her a handshake.
I'm going to like touch his hand like and kind of like go up and down like a shake. Yeah, like a little
down
hand.
On the grime crams up on her.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember correctly, Maeve's always grimy, too.
Well, not on purpose.
I think this is a different
she
level.
She walked out and got grimy.
Last we did, we traveled a little bit, and we were at...
I took a shower.
We were at your sister's funeral, so you haven't had a chance
Good
to take
story,
a shower.
Good story, bro. Good story.
You haven't had a chance to take a shower
know,
yet.
I know. I'm still grimy. Doesn't mean I have to be voluntarily grimy.
Bam, you're disgusting.
So I think we have to find our way out of here, guys.
No, probably.
And as Maeve says this, you notice her eyes are already looking in different corners of the room separately.
No, what you looking at? You look at me
and everything.
The door.
I look. You go. If you're going to be our new teammate, you're going to learn quickly. She can see everything.
Isn't that funny?
It's like
I like
got,
you.
It's like she's got true sight, but she doesn't.
Oh dear. I'm going to hang out with you. You know, me and you, bed bud. We gonna be a band of friends.
Maeve,
friend.
Kill me. You have touch spells. Kill me.
His name's Danzig, and I'm Oktar.
I'm gonna go up and get him a old ass hug.
It's touching me.
Remember what we talked about. We're gonna be accepting more.
How tall are you, Kajun?
I'm
an orc, and I find this disgusting. Let's talk about this. Hold on.
And as you look down, you notice your beautiful black trench coat is dirty.
5'7" He's dirty the coat. We need to kill him.
No, we talked about this. We are going to be more accepting people. We're going to learn.
Okay.
Let's just get out of here, and then you can kill him.
I'm gonna,
fair enough. I like that plan.
I'm going to go inspect the fireplace.
How tall are you, Danny? Okay.
There's a lovely fire going. It's a slow burning fire going. It's crackling and popping nicely.
Anything around the fireplace?
There's a liver. Yeah, there's just a liver there.
I thought you said liver.
I thought you said liver.
like a horse
there's
liver?
There's a liver. I was like, oh shit. We found where the blood came from.
I'm going to look down, look under the bed.
Okay. You don't really see anything under
the bed. I don't know nothing about this bed I care about.
Guys, there's a lever over here.
Don't pull the lever.
I'm a dead long. Don't go over there and look at the lever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to look at the lever?
I'm thinking about it.
I'm gonna pull the lever.
But as you look at it, you see it. There's a line that connects to the chandelier. So it's how they get the chandelier up and down to light it.
Oh.
I'm dead long. That don't know. That's too much damn technology for pulling up for my
parts. Let's check the chandelier. These drawers are locked, so that means there's a key somewhere. I would hide him in the chandelier.
I'm gonna go over there and try to eat the lock.
Are you gonna swing from the chandelier here?
I was about to start singing it. I couldn't hold it back.
The chandelier here?
Chandelier from the chandelier here.
I'm going to go and sit on the bed and just contemplate things right now.
Mm-hmm. As usual, not helping out when we need it.
No, careful now, dude. That's my tur bed. It's like my half turtle, half bed. You better not then. Don't be careful.
Oh God. Oh, all right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm gonna walk over to the drawers where she was at. Mm-hmm. How good are these drawers? Like, are they like a shitty?
It's just like a wooden desk. I mean, they're.
I'm going to try to beat the shit out of the desk and break it.
Ahead and roll your d20, sir.
No, I ain't disgusting. I don't actually use that bed as a toilet. The toilet is a bed, though.
I
fall asleep on the damn toilet sometimes. Sometimes while I'm eating a sandwich.
12.
Okay, well, it gives way a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue beating on the desk.
Why are you beating the desk?
Because I want out of here.
You know, because he's lonely.
I'm going to walk around toward, like, the flat.
So go ahead, okay. And wait, go ahead and roll again.
15.
Okay, so as you're jerking and kicking it, you kind of put your foot through it a little bit, the bottom drawer.
I'm going to inspect the flower vase that was kind of sitting off to its own.
As you go over there, you smell the distinct smell of, like, poopy.
I'm going to look around. Does this look like a bathroom?
Mm-hmm. You do notice that there is the door to a bathroom.
I'm going to open the door to the bathroom.
All right, it's like an old outhouse.
It's like a
porta potty.
I'm going to shut that door gingerly.
Mave, what did you find?
A bathroom.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to rush
past her and push her out of the way because I have to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, before you do that, make you look down in there.
For what?
For a key.
I ignore him and I just keep going.
Look for a key. Me, buddy.
I'm going number one. I close the door.
Look for a key
while you're going number one.
Everyone talk. I have a nervous bladder.
Don't I like that guy. I'm going to go listen to him.
Everyone gets real quiet.
Hey, now, what did I do to you so long?
Except called you.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
You did not sit down to the same streams that you used to. I'm going to go over there and mess with that lever.
So as you mess with it and pull it up and down, the chandelier is going up. But no.
Is there anything on the chandelier other than
one eye is going this way, the other's
light.
There's a big mirror that reflects off all the other lights and the candles.
I'm going to inspect the mirrors. Does it look like there's something like off about them?
No, they're not even really on the wall. They're just strategically placed to catch the light and reflect it back.
I wonder if there's like a pattern we have to make with the lights. Like it'll lead us. Freedom.
No, they own witchcraft.
Well, I am a shaman.
No, Dad, you get away from me.
What are you?
The bad yagnum. Kazu!
All right, Mr. Kazu.
I'm going to finish peeing, and I'm going to look in the toilet bowl.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel up under just like find just in case.
Oh, okay.
Dancing big of the poop in it. Dancing big of the poop in it.
Yeah.
Lots
of
poopy.
Yeah. If you're looking in it, it's just the hole that goes down in
it. Make like, sure you dig around in it.
Poop.
I'm going to wipe my hand off on the very bottom of my pant leg.
Okay.
Ew.
And look for some type of water source to rinse my hand.
There's nothing in this room.
I'm going to just walk out of the room, walk up to Kajun, put my hand on his shoulder, and be like, now that I've pissed, we can talk about things.
You don't know, now I feel it soaking up into my body. That'll make me grosser.
Somehow I don't think that's possible. I'm going to go inspect
the dang old nature sink.
He is now, Danzig is now half destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the papers are everywhere, and you see the same note Maeve did.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Not really. There's, you know, you look through the hole in the drawer and you don't really see anything.
Check the ink blot just to see. See if you can write anything with it.
Yeah, but if I buy gold, drink it.
You know, I kind of have to know now. So we have our shaman, our alchemist, our scald. What the fuck are you?
No,
no,
Kajun!
No,
I've already asked that. He's scared of me.
He's Kajun. He's scared of her.
I'm scared of you going to hell.
What type of skill set do you have? Are you a wizard?
He can make moonshine.
A druid? A homeless person? What are you?
Yes.
To be fair, I actually did give him the out of, yeah.
Do you cast magic or hit things?
That magic ain't good shit, man. But let me tell you, now that you're Mother Nature for my work.
He's a druid.
That's what you got. That's what you got from that. You're able to decipher that from fucking
magic,
the verbal diarrhea he's been speaking.
Magic, Mother Nature, the all paths lead back to druid.
You can't figure out how to take a bath. You can figure that out.
No, gross, man.
I know. Sir, I know how to take a bath. It's not my fault. We have to trek through bad things.
This guy is literally a bigger scumbag than I am. Just in person.
But I don't know to them. This is my new favorite character.
What else is around the room?
So there was the bed,
uh-huh.
A couch with a light lamp beside it. There was the table of food. So there was fruit, the charcuterie tray, and bread. And in the one corner, there was a pile of boxes.
I want to inspect the pyramid of boxes.
Before that, though, mm-hmm. I just want to check the door handle to the door just to see if we're not being fucked with.
It turns and does nothing.
Okay. And you open the door. I was like, well, this was pointless.
Well, yeah, we did it.
We've also destroyed property while doing this mm-hmm. and made a new friend.
Friend is a strong term.
Hey, how about you're my bed bud? I'm about my buddy. I got the
Maeve, Maeve, kill me.
That poor guy.
For the love of anyone, kill me.
No, we're going to get out of here. Then you can kill yourself.
I can help.
And if you guys want to make rolls, like a passive perception roll, look at anything.
I would like to make a passive perception roll at the boxes. No, at the charcuterie tray, or the food tray.
What about cooter? Okay.
19.
You do notice that the fruit tray seems a little squishy.
I'm going to go squish this. I'm going to, like, just pat at it. And, like,
you're just going to pat the fruit.
Yeah, like.
Feel a little bruised.
Oh.
There's oranges and apples and bananas.
Is there, like, any utensils around?
There's only utensils.
Hey, Danzig, come smush these fruit and see what happened.
All right. I walk over, poke the fruit. And then
fruit.
Didn't you say we're not supposed to eat the food?
Not supposed to eat it, but it's very squishy.
I'm gonna take the tray and I'm just gonna flip it the fuck over. Okay. And see if there's like a note on the bottom of the tray or whatever.
There is. There's a key taped to the bottom of the
No dang, I'm gonna go pick up some of that fruit that fell out that dumb tray. I'm gonna juggle.
Mm-hmm. And you feel fine.
Sweet. Ding, juggling fruit, dude.
Becky, where are you at?
I'm standing right next to you.
Okay.
Why don't we just try the key where you punched the desk? Actually, anybody, this is the key.
It is a small key.
Oh, See?
I'm trying it on the front door.
Does it look like
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think that's the worst idea I've heard today.
Try it there first and then try the desk.
I'm going to walk up to the front door and using all my strength.
Don't break
force
the key.
Force it into a lock.
Don't break the key.
Hey, wait, you're not forcing it because the lock is like yay big. And this key is like this. So
okay, yeah, that's definitely a dust lock.
Just roll the dex, make sure you don't drop the key.
That's a 17.
Okay. it's like,
hot dog down the hallway, got it.
Yeah. Okay, so use it on the desk you just punched.
I walk over and I use it on the desk. Okay.
And as you turn the lock, so you hear the lock loosen the drawers, but also a secret compartment comes out. It sounds like dun, dun, dun. And it reveals like a candle snuffer.
Take the candle snuffer. Mm-hmm. So we have this.
Okay.
It looks like...
Check the rest of the drawer. See if there's anything else in there.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why they have a gnome jockstrap in this fucking thing.
I'll take the candles. Give me the candle snuffer, you heathen.
You say that like it's a bad thing, and I lob it at you.
Okay. I try to catch it before she does.
Okay, so you both do dexterity checks.
Oh, yeah, God. I'm the worst. 10. Mm-hmm.
Is that
D20?
No.
Here, take mine.
And roll like a strength check, Scoob, to see how hard you lobbed it.
A fucking 3.
He gingered.
Okay, so he did.
Oh.
Then on my web is. I gotta start scratching my back with it.
Please tell me that when he does it, it's like shaving a fucking. There's just layers of dirt. Yeah.
It's like a
and like clean skin under it.
It's like a bed egg. It's like a bed egg for my back.
I'm gonna.
The grime immediately grows back.
Oh Jesus!
Just auto regens.
I'm gonna inspect the pyramid of boxes.
Okay. I hand this
15.
Okay. You go over there and they look pretty solidly set in place. You can't tell what's in them from the outside. It's like the old packing crate boxes where it's just the two slabs and then a top. You can see straw poking out.
All right, I want to look in the top one.
Okay.
I'm going to give Maeve the
candle
snuffer.
You'll have to find
snuffer.
A way to open it.
Okay.
It is like a nailed shut.
My bad.
Okay, and I'm going to like...
There's a distinct odor coming from it.
Down, scratch, scratch.
Does it smell bad? It
smells fantastic to you.
Oh.
Oh, God, he's a goblin. Of course it smells good.
God, it's bizarre.
I'm a hobgoblin, thank you.
It's probably vagina.
We can't
at this
tell
point.
The difference between.
as they've wandered to do whatever and they're having their little thing, I'm going to walk back over to the drawer and just kind of start rifling through stuff very aggressively.
Mm-hmm. Rage?
I'm going to rage search because I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
You find another key. You find some pins. You find a tampon.
Wow.
He pockets the tampon for later.
I'm going to put all of that into, like, the glove compartment of my coat.
Mm-hmm.
Maeve, what did he say?
Can you say that one more time, please?
He asked what year model your coat was.
You find a small spellbook.
I open the book to just check it out.
Mm-hmm. And on the cover page, it has something written.
I read this silently to myself.
Okay. Do you remember what I read at the cabin?
I immediately have a flashback to choking on a ham sandwich.
And we're back to the last episode.
Circle.
Just make your sandwich noises again.
That's just the Miracle Whip.
Write that down, Miracle Whip.
Guys, I found a book. I'm going to take it to the bathroom and read it, where all good reading takes place.
Whatever, Danzig.
I tuck it into my arm like a Sunday morning newspaper and trot off to the...
You know what? I don't think the meal last night sat well with him.
Something didn't sit with him all right. I'll tell you that much. Maybe he ate some of the food and we didn't notice.
I don't know, Roshni. Yeah, he can't make a joke.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to take the candle snuffer. There's candles lit, I assume, throughout the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a... The candelabra that's beside the couch.
Okay.
It's a comfy couch. It's a half circle, big leather comfy couch.
Okay.
And then, of course, the chandelier.
I'm going to inspect around the candelabra.
As she's doing that, you're just going to hear from the bathroom.
No, that nice one.
I'm going to inspect the couch.
Okay.
I'm going to go sit.
And by inspect, you mean lay on it?
No, I mean actually inspect the couch, see how comfy it is, see if there's anything on the couch, anything around the couch.
Oh, Tempur-Pedic. I'm just
basically, I'm looking for a crowbar.
Oh, well, you don't find that in the couch.
It's good.
But I also want to see how comfy the couch is.
The couch is super comfortable.
I lay on the couch.
Except in this one part, which feels a little stiffer than the others.
I poke at that part.
Mm-hmm. You kind of come away with that tacky from the floor.
I lift up that cushion just a little.
And you see Elvish under it.
You see like just some lint, some loose, you know, silver coins, and couple of fingers.
Well, I grab the coins and then go, Maeve, there's some fingers over here.
What are we doing?
I run over to him and I look, and I go gather up the fingers. I make a gumbo.
You can make a necklace out of those.
No, no, they don't go good gumbo.
No, no necklace.
They don't go good chili like from Wendy's. They don't Wendy's chili. They don't have no thumbs. Did a topical humor 10 years ago. Dan. You ain't not got no
legs. I've been in there a good minute. Mm-hmm.
So, out of character real fast, we're really going to let Scoob read the Necronomicon.
We don't know what it is.
I was just about to say, you guys kind of start here like a weird wind picking up.
Oh, fuck.
We wouldn't have no... He didn't read it out loud. We had no idea what he was reading.
Mm-hmm. God
damn it. It'll bang on.
So going. You're hearing like... And then you hear what... Well, from coming from... Over by where Danzig went, you hear like.
I'm going to collaborate
and listen.
Do I hear this?
His eyes back. Yeah.
I poop much faster now. I look around the bathroom.
He loses.
Is
weight.
There any toilet paper?
It's just super soft, good kind.
It's the book.
Through the door. Hey, maid.
Yeah?
Just out of curiosity, there's no toilet paper in here. What happens if you wipe your ass with a spell book? I'm asking for a friend.
Is that friend you?
Yes, fairly, the friend is me.
Okay. Fairly certain you fuck up the enchantment on the book.
So nothing technically bad would happen.
I don't know. I've never wiped my ass with a spell book. And I don't use spell books.
As long as the book's like not cursed or anything, you should be fine.
No, we fuck, right?
We left Danzig alone for 10 minutes. Yeah, we're fucked.
No, that guy's fine.
How do you feel about red dragon eggs?
No, I'm all right.
Danzig, you do notice that there is some tissue in there. Mm-hmm. It's a soft, good kind.
Which she just said 5 minutes ago.
With the air pockets and...
I'm going to take a swan dive onto the bed.
Okay.
I know what you're going to do. I'm going to
put the book to the side and check out the toilet paper and... Oh, it is the good kind. Mm-hmm. And wipe my ass properly with the toilet paper.
It's a mimic. No, I'm kidding.
It catches onto your taint.
Just right out of the bathroom. Right on mimic on my taint.
Taint and nutsack.
Most of the time, people come out with toilet paper on their foot.
No one kill him.
This ball sack. Just fucking.
No one kill him. I want to name him Gooch.
Yay.
As you take a dive on the bed, like a swan dive, you kind of bounce a little and then you fall through the mattress.
Ow. Mm-hmm.
I guess that doesn't... Is there something under it?
No, he just fell through the mattress.
Oh.
Okay. So you can see him in the mattress trying to...
Do you need help?
I'll
I'm going to help try and pull him out of the mattress that's eating him.
Oktar giggles a little.
Bad dog may now help me.
It's not really a mimic, but it's kind of like quicksand. So you're pulling
him. Oh, yeah,
him
I'm
out.
Pulling him. I'm like,
I'm out of help. I'm out of help.
I understand the help, and I go help.
I'm gonna boot the door down, just holding this. I'm gonna leave the spell book there because it's safe in the bathroom because no one's gonna attack anything in the bathroom.
Right.
What do I see when I walk out? Just
so you see Maeve kind of with her foot braced on the bed, trying to pull him out, and he's sinking into the bed like quicksand, and it's like coming in around him. Then you see Oktar run over, and he's standing up by the pillow, like pulling his hair. Like, I'm helping. I'm helping.
Help, please. Assistance, man who probably has a higher strength motherfucker than I do.
You're doing a meta talk.
What are you talking about? I'm helping.
I walk at a normal walking pace. I mean, realistically. And now I don't have to die if this eats him. Like, we win here.
Just help.
Fine. I reach in and grab him by the face.
Oh, your strength. Dave.
That's a 17.
Yeah, okay. He starts sliding out pretty easily. Like a really slick shit.
So don't...
See, I'm helping!
As I get pulled out, can I do like a flip kick and kick him in the face? Pointing at Oktar.
Of course.
Fucking jab in the eye because he haven't cut your toenails since 1974.
What are you talking about? I've been walking on my toenails. Ew.
You want to ice skate? You just curl your toes inward.
Gross.
So, I'm gonna...
painted.
You said there's only that twin bed, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just poke things before we lay on them.
I know I poke shit all the time.
Poke things before you lay on them.
Ooh.
Maeve, we get it. You need wee wee. We understand.
No, she hit full level. She's got the D.
Then I'm bad now. We got the D. Then I banged out. I already shit Maeve and Kajun.
So I think the furniture eats people, guys.
I'm fairly certain we just need to get out of here. Something got... You're right, because there were fingers. I bet you somebody got stuck.
There were fingers in the couch.
Wait, we need to move this rug. Move the rug. I'm going to try and pull the rug out.
Okay, the rug is extremely heavy, and it goes all over the room.
Oh, shit. I bet you that... I'm going to, like... Is there something heavy that I can push in toward the middle where that stain is?
There's the bed and those boxes.
There's something in the boxes. I don't know. We can't get it open.
Did anybody else find a key? Maybe the boxes?
They're nailed shut.
Oh, they're nailed shut? Shit.
They're going to end up crowbar under the couch.
I'm going to check the candelabra like I was doing. Like, is there anything around it or on it?
No, they're all lit. And the candles are all lit. They're glowing nicely. And you notice... On the candelabra is written some runes.
Oh, do I recognize these runes?
For the sake, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over to the torch. Okay. So there's a torch. I'm going to go look at the torch. Anything on that torch?
Mm-hmm. Nothing on the torch.
Right. Can I take the torch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take the torch.
I
got an idea, everybody. All right, we got the wooden bucket over there. I'm going to burn them down.
No!
Man, I'm going to set them up.
Because you know.
That's a good
idea.
No. Just remember, we're locked in this room.
I know. You want to open them? You'll open a fire. You want to open a fire? I take risk.
Maeve, I don't want to open. I don't want to try to open them with on fire.
I can create water.
That so can water? I?
No.
I thought you could just feel like a 3.5.
It's like a flask, I think.
But I can make water too. I gotta go wee wee. Anybody else tired of this character yet?
No, I love it.
Sweet.
I see
Becky over here dying on the inside.
I'm looking around, and I'm going to, like, snuff out, like, the topmost candle on top of the candelabra.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look around. Did anything change?
Mm-mm. It's a little dimmer in here.
Did
it get dimmer?
I'm going to start walking towards the boxes.
Do not burn.
I'm going to do it now. People tell me I can do it. I'm going to go stand by it, though.
I'm going to climb on top of the boxes and just push the top one off.
Okay. As it falls, because it is pretty high. Yeah. So there's like three and then two and then one is in a pyramid. And it falls off and it breaks open and it's a person dismembered and put in there.
Kaju, what the hell do you keep in your room?
I'm way too fat.
What?
I don't know.
I think he said he killed him because he was too fat. I think if we kill the fucking guy, we can't understand.
Well, you're starting to realize, and nobody's actually asked Kaju, and it's really not his room. He just met you here as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't have my room. I've just been here, man. I don't play my fucking problem on it. But,
Are all of the boxes nailed shut?
Mm-hmm.
Do they look like coffins more than anything? Like
no, they're boxes, like shipping crates.
I have a feeling that all of them are going to be filled with what used to be people. We'll call it a hunch.
Do all of them look to be the same?
You do get the same smell from all of them.
But I'm all hunched over.
I guess we found the Walmart for dismembered people.
Yum.
So we need to find our way out.
Now to burn the boxes.
What is burning the boxes?
Don't
do
burn
now?
The boxes. No.
Well, now we know there's nothing in the boxes. So what's the point of not burning them?
Because we're in a freaking room. That's why. Is there a
window? Listen.
Oh,
goddamn it! There might not be something in
the
box.
Is there a window anywhere? No windows.
Where is
that's
that
why, because
laugh
the fucking air
from?
Won't get out.
They don't think
I
no,
don't know.
No, you guys were going to a secret meeting, so you're in like a basement.
I'm going to take the dismembered parts of the body and throw it in the middle of the rug.
I'm going to dig through that body and see if there's anything in them.
Mm-hmm. You do notice that it's wearing armor. It used to be wearing like a cloth armor that had a symbol on it.
The recognized symbol?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice symbol. It looks like the symbol you saw at your sister's funeral, like the church.
Oh.
Was I at the funeral just for like in the as a background character?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been watching.
Well, tits. I don't know.
One of these boxes has that in there. Yes.
Check all of these boxes and see what are in them. I know there's just some body parts, but maybe they left something in there that we might need.
Well, while you do that, I'm gonna go back to the desk and
make
sure.
What is making the crazy laughing?
I don't know. I'm trying to work on that myself.
Did you read anything in that book?
I gotta pee. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
What did you do with the book? Where's the book?
It's in the bathroom. Have him bring it back.
Kajun, will you go get the book from the bathroom?
I see the book. Is there a book? Is the book still there? Or is there anything in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
No, just...
Just the book. Just the tissue.
Okay.
Kajun, will you pass me the book?
I'm gonna finish peeing, and I hear him ask me, so I'm just going to run out with my pants around my ankles.
Thank you. I was wanting you to do it and still be peeing. Hand,
and it's still dripping.
Hey, babe, that's our new teammate, just wagging in the wind. What do you think?
The new band name, Wagging in the Wind.
He's wanging in the wind. Get it right.
All we are is wangs in the wind. All we are is wangs in the wind.
I take the book from him and go, cover up, Kajun. Come on.
I start thinking about how I could have probably taken the tech track instead of the college track when I started doing, and my life choices probably would have been better.
What's the tech track in D&D? Basket weaving?
Underwater welding.
Blacksmithing.
For her, it's bird watching.
Tweet, quit staring at me.
I'm going to push over the boxes. I'm just going to push them all over and see. I know there's stuff in them, but I'm going to push them over and just...
And you're going to loot the...
Yeah, I'm going to loot...
Corpses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just... It's really gross. There are intestines. It smells horrific as you're doing this.
Damn old shamans.
Why are you trying... Why are you
just
hacking
up something?
Just in case
there's something in here that we might
No,
need.
Why are you making that awful noise?
And you notice...
that one.
And one of the heads is... a bloodied up piece of paper.
Oh snap! And pull it out.
Like it's just a head.
Oh.
Still a
I'm gonna like shake it and then throw it. Like because I'm a shaman and that's what we do.
Can I catch it as it flies? Like okay, so it's gonna
Are
fly
you throwing the head or the paper?
I'm throwing the head and take it. I took the paper and threw the head.
She's like, has the paper with the head dangling from it because it's biting onto it. She's like, dong, and throw it. So I'm gonna catch the head.
I mean, yeah, I pulled the piece of paper out. Yeah. I just was like, ooh, and threw it. And I'm going to open the note.
I'm going to like have like a small ceremony for this head. Send it back
it
to nature.
It says three must go out.
Hey guys, this says that three must go out.
Then I'm going to go down for threesome.
Not it.
Not it.
Those goes.
Not it.
Octar, get out your cocktar.
Don't roll that way.
Octar drops his pants.
Don't again, God will.
Maybe what the fuck did he just say to me?
Don't talk to Chalmers. He's going to hell.
I'm gonna take one of the.
Kajun is now my favorite character more than my own.
The best part is we both cast the same kind of magic.
Not about your dirty magic, man. I'm bad about my friend from that earth. Don't you dare talk about my mind that way. You
I cast
to
my magic.
You ain't no good.
I'm gonna take one of the arms and throw it on the bed.
Okay. I'm gonna
take another one of the arms and throw it on the bed.
I'm gonna walk up.
Will you quit giving the bed finger food? Jesus Christ!
As you're standing there, like the arguing with Kajun, you see something over his shoulder, like trying to get your attention.
Hey, there's some. I'm gonna look at it and be like, something's behind you.
Behind who?
I'm actually gonna like. I know he's gross, but I'm gonna like turn around, and be like, look, and turn him around and look.
I don't know what.
You don't see anything.
What are you talking about?
What?
That little crazy old shaman.
I'm gonna inspect the book.
Don't take no them dead drugs.
I don't take drugs.
Hey, your boy brought
you. You don't see anything.
I don't. It's just
blank pages.
A blank page, baby. Now I'll write your name.
You continued to see.
Remember when I told you I saw nothing in the book?
Wait. What is it?
It's an apparition.
Oh, that makes sense. There's an apparition in the room, guys. I'm gonna try and commune with it. Hello, apparition.
I put the book back on the desk.
Can you? I'm going to try and speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
It waves.
Can you not speak?
It shakes its head no.
Did you die here?
It died here, yes.
You wouldn't be able to see it.
I'm commentating for the internet.
Oh, I got you.
Remember, pizza dough is not bread dough.
Exactly.
According to Becky.
I got confused. Sorry. Your voices keep switching in and out, so I can't tell which one you're doing.
Anyways.
What should I ask it?
How the fuck to get out of here?
What's the best way to get out of here? Can you point up?
It points up.
Chandelier? The chandelier?
It's pointing directly up. You don't know if it's pointing at the chandelier or not.
Okay. Is there something in here that's going to kill us?
It shakes its head yes.
Is it the guy we can't understand?
It shakes its head no.
Do I need to, is there something in here we can use to fight it?
It stares at you. With a blank stare.
What else should I ask it, guys?
I mean, I don't really think we have anything else we can ask it.
Can you hang out here for a minute while we figure this out?
It shakes its head no.
Is there something super pertinent we need to know? Can you point at it?
It points up.
Okay, something about going up.
I'm going to go over there and pick up the book that Moira put down.
It's pointing at the chandelier.
I think it has something to do with the chandelier. So I'm going to go over to the lever and pull the chandelier straight down.
Well, as you're walking away, you see these hands come up and grab the apparition and start dragging him down. And his mouth opens up in this rictus of screaming pain and as he's dragged down.
Well, that was not pleasant to watch.
So do we have a ghost friend, too?
He's gone. He got dragged down by something. I don't know what it was.
Oktar is continuing.
This does not make me happy.
Down, we need to do something with the chandelier, so I'm going to, like, put the lever...
Oktar has continued to feed the bodies to the bed.
He just eats all of them.
I'm going to go over there and pick up the book that he put down.
Okay.
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to down, down, clada, down, down, dorada, down, 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 down. I'm just going to keep reading it.
I'm going to pull the lever to pull the chandelier down.
Yeah, okay. I can't. I don't understand this dang old last word, guys. What was the last word?
I'm going to look through the chandelier.
I didn't see anything in the book.
Okay, you can see each of the candle slots are numbered.
Say what?
21.
There's 21?
21 candles, and they're all numbered.
1 through 21?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll bow down to get to the third one.
I'm going to go look at the third one.
Okay.
I'm going to pull 3 candles out and see if there's any. Can they pull out, like, the candle?
Mm-hmm. Then I'll bow down, guys. You know, pull out.
Nothing happens.
Okay, I'm going to put them back.
Okay.
I'm going to snuff out the third candle.
Okay. So when you snuff off the third candle, the fireplace goes out.
Oh, shit, guys. I think this can... Mm-hmm. Okay. Which I'm going to snuff out 1.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
2.
Nothing.
Hey, the can... Okay, so something with the fireplace. Somebody go check the fireplace.
I'm going to go over to the fireplace.
Okay.
I have my torch in my hand.
Okay.
We go to the fireplace. I think I need to relight the fireplace, guys.
No. I think it went out because I snuffed it out. Look through the fireplace.
Hey.
So Kaiju lights it, which lights the candle, then you snuff it. And then he lights it, and you snuff the candle.
I'm gonna light the fireplace.
Hey, Oktar.
The candle lights again.
That book's blank, right?
You know what actually would be funny is if I'm not facing him and I don't see this, so I'm like snuffing it out. And like it just...
That's right, you just don't know why it keeps popping.
Yeah. It's like one of the fake birthday candles. She starts blowing on
keep it.
I'm at the fireplace!
So, yeah, I'm going to snuff it out, and then I'm going to turn around and look at him. Can you please stop snuffing out the fireplace?
Okay, I'll light it for you then. I won't snuff it out.
No.
I'll light it.
I'm going to snuff it again. Can we try and see what it's in the fireplace before you light it again?
But see, Mae, what you said to him was not to snuff the fireplace.
Yeah, you said stop snuffing the fireplace.
Pizza dough is not bread dough.
Fire!
We're going to keep the fire out for now. I'm going to snuff the thing again.
No, I'm gonna throw the torch at her.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Just check and see if there's anything in the fireplace.
I'm going to look into the fireplace.
You notice a log that hasn't burned. Like, it's perfectly just unburnt.
Damn, a witchcraft log. My mama don't told me.
I'm gonna walk over to the now destroyed table of food,
mm-hmm.
take a large armful, mm-hmm. and dump it into the bed that was eating things.
Damn it.
it eats it.
That old bed eat better than I do.
Huh?
And belches.
I'm gonna go.
Well, that's all I had. I don't know about anyone else.
It might make it sick. We don't know.
I'm going to go over to the fireplace and look through it as well.
Mm-hmm. You see the same log.
I'm going to pick up the log.
It's very hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess I'm burned. I'm going to use the snuffer to poke it.
Yeah, fire's hot.
Okay. Shut up. I'm going to poke at it.
You can hear it's hollow.
There's something in here, guys.
Yeah, it's called wood.
No, it didn't burn, dummy. Look at it. It's a piece of
log. I'm
going
to walk over there and look and inspect. Are there any fireplace tools?
There is.
Yeah, I'm going to use some of the fireplace tools to get the log out.
Okay. Yeah, and you roll it out, you know, the part on the thing where you can roll logs out.
Yeah.
You roll it out under there.
See, maybe there's a hole or, like, something inside we can poke it out.
I whack it with the poker stick.
Mm-hmm. And it opens. It was just, like, a ceramic that was made to resist heat.
Fancy. And
so, as it opens, there's a letter in there.
What letter is it, like,
grab A? I grab the letter and read it.
Is it the letter Q?
It's a letter R.
Oh, boy.
I grab the letter and read it.
Okay. The letter says, I'm in the darkness, waiting to grab your children. I am the nightmare.
I poop a little.
It says, 2 were needed, 1 above, 1 below.
I think somebody needs to go up on the chandelier. Kajun, I vote for you.
Wait, you're the smallest.
You know, that's not bad logic.
Kajun, I vote for you.
Fine, I'll go. I grab the chandelier.
No, you're going to break the chandelier.
I'll get up on the chandelier. I'm going to get up on the chandelier.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the lever to go up.
Okay.
I came in like a long down a wrecking ball. And I'll fall in love.
As it goes up, he's just...
And that's why I wanted Kajun to go up.
Don't you ever stay down. I just walked away. I love you.
I've never wanted anyone to fall more in my life than right now.
So the chandelier rises and locks in place, and
I'm gonna look under it.
What'd that letter say again?
You can see right up his pants to his happily swinging Zach as he back and
forth. Okay, man, right. Like my pair of balls.
All right, what did the
Hey, Maeve.
What?
Did you get a good view?
Can you see his wingus in the ping pong boy? Yeah.
What did the letter say again?
That's what I was about to ask. What did the letter say again?
Oh, pardon me. The leather...
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather. It says, I'm in the darkness, waiting to grab your children. I am the nightmare. Two are required, one above, one below.
Put out all the candles now.
Dylan, dang, I ain't going about to put it out because I dropped my balls off.
Put out all... Give him the candle snuffer so he can put
He's
out all the candles.
He's up in this chandelier. How am I supposed to give it?
Throw it up there. We can either let him back down or throw it up there.
I'm going to... First, should we put out the candelabra that's right next to us?
He can drop it back down.
Okay, I'm going to lob it up.
Okay, do you make sure you can...
An 18.
Okay, yeah, she chucked it.
9.
Okay, wait, you catch it. It's like...
Okay.
Now put out all the candles.
I put out all the candle but one.
Okay.
I'm going to leave number 16.
Okay.
And I'll lit.
Mm-hmm. And so from below with the candle right under his face, he looks really maniacal.
You kind of look creepy.
You just hear banjo music. It's not me talking.
What the
heck? Can I have this candle snuffer,
Paddle
please?
Faster.
Pass the candle snuffer back. Kajun.
Huh?
Pass the candle snuffer back.
I'm going to drop my drawers and give it down to him. Nah.
No, the candle snuffer, not the stuffed sock. Hold on. wait.
Ew, you only got one ball. I'm gonna pass down the candle snuffer.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you throwing it or just dropping it?
I'm just going to drop it.
Okay. I pictured him like,
Here!
I'm going to like,
I'm kind of surprised
give
you didn't.
It to Danzig. I'm like, go put the candles out.
Why do I have to do it?
Because all you've done this entire thing is poop and pee. So do something.
Compared to most of the things I do when we're having an adventure, that's productive.
I fed bodies to a bed.
He fed fruit to a bed.
You did knock over and we found... Trust exercise. Go.
Do it.
Exercise. Go.
Do it.
Oh, I take exercise. The candle snuffer.
Do it.
I'm going to fall.
Do it.
Trust fall.
Do it, Dancing. Do it. Do it. You know you want to. Do it.
Let the hate.
Do it.
Let the big old hate flow through you.
That was Oktar in his ear.
Say, I mean, we have to snuff out the candles. Just see what happens.
Do it.
I walk over and I... Hey, Mumble Mouth.
Man.
His name's Kajun.
Better by him who?
He hadn't earned the right to be called by his name yet.
Better by him who?
What one did you leave unsnuffed?
Down one, shit. But did that two times, like that down two times eight, like the 15 plus one,
16.
It's almost like the 17 minus one. It's almost like if you took 2 8 times or 8 2 times.
All right,
Kajun,
we
like
got it.
That
16.
One.
I'm gonna snuff out number 8. Number 8.
Okay.
Then I bang down. I told that it's almost like
so
it was 15.
So you just kind of snuff out the air because there's only 4 candles.
Oh. I thought you said there was 21. Or was that on the
chandelier. That was on the chandelier. That's why I said snuff them all out.
So you guys see Danzig over there in the air.
Danzig, there's no...
1, 2, 3,
there's
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Are you seeing double? There's no candle there.
One job, man.
I wish
one
I was
job.
Seeing double. This would make this more pleasurable.
No, you leave that one candle lit, though.
We'll just relight it.
Put them all out. Just do it.
Just do it.
Snuff all 4.
Okay. The room, the candle you left lit... Everything goes out. Fireplaces go out. You're in absolute total darkness.
I immediately begin to panic and be like, fire! Must have fire! Must have fire quickly!
Even the torch did too.
God damn it.
And then, after about 3 seconds, while you can hear Danzig in a total, like, bitch girl panic, like me. All the lights come back on, and everything is back in place. The boxes are stacked in the corner. The bed has regurgitated all the prosciutto and stuff. It's back on the table.
I immediately swallow the torch. That's it for Kajun. He's done.
Does anyone else see what just happened?
Did I blame the shaman?
I think I blame the shaman, too.
I mean, what else other idea did you have?
I went and took a shit. I went where we were safe.
Kajun, snuff out number three again.
I'm going to snuff out number three again.
Okay, fireplace goes out.
I'll go over there and look at the fireplace. Is the log there?
The log is back.
I pull it out with the fire poker and everything and smash it open.
Same note.
Same note? Anything else?
Like in the fireplace?
Yeah.
Not really. Anything unless you roll and see something.
With a three, not much.
I apparently still blind from...
You're pretty sure that you've noticed everything. No doubts.
Can I go back and, like, look around the lever and, like, feel up the, like, fireplace and see if there's anything to notice? Like, just feeling to see if there's maybe a...
Wah, wah.
Yeah, exactly.
I go over to the tray. I take the food. I flip it back over on the onto the bed. Feed it some more. Take the key off the bottom. Go unlock everything. Candle
feed,
stuffers
feed what,
there.
Some more.
Huh?
Feed the bed?
Yeah.
The bed doesn't need it.
The bed doesn't need it?
So now there's just food on the
now
bed?
Now it's just sitting
it's just
on the
food
bed.
On the bed.
I take the food off the bed and I put it on the couch.
Okay.
Does the couch eat it?
Okay.
Is the floor tacky?
I'm going to...
The floor's not tacky?
But somebody let me down.
I'm going to go over there and unlock the door.
Okay.
And see if the door's locked.
Door is locked.
Damn it. That's what I was going to try.
I'm going to check the boxes again.
Okay.
I'm going to knock the box over.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in it?
It's got a dead body in it.
Is it the same dead body?
It well, good thing you notice that because it's not.
It's not the same dead body?
It's a different dead body.
It's a different dead
what?
Body.
What? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start rifling through the dead bodies again.
Mm-hmm. You notice it kind of looks like a kitsune.
I think this is our little friend.
What do you mean our little friend?
I want to shove over another box and...
He's Baka now.
We only had him for like an episode.
You can just call him the fox guy. We're working it through.
He was the kitsune now.
No, he's a Samsaran.
Oh, he's a Samsaran.
The blue.
You can just say that it
our
was...
kitsune friend, I think, is here. Whatever your name was, Dan.
Look, quit making up lies. I get it. I'm an asshole.
Another body that falls out with long black hair, kind of scuffed up armor. Stomach has been ripped open. It's completely dismembered.
It's Joan.
Oh, God. I'm going to knock all the boxes over and see what's inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see who's inside.
Mm-hmm. There's a crushed egg that falls out of one.
Oh, that's okay.
And
I have flashbacks.
You do notice that someone you recognize falls out.
Who?
I'm super dismembered, but it's your mom.
Get me out of this room! I can't take it.
I start clapping with her because I think we're applauding.
Mave, what's the big deal?
And when
I
you
look.
Push over another one. It's your old master.
Get me out of here! I start banging on the
and
door.
And the last box is Danzig's family.
That's it. We're fucking out of here. I start shoulder charging the fucking door.
I go and grab the candle snuffer because you're probably not happy with your master guy. So he's probably weak enough for me to just take it from you, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go snuff out all four of the.
You're yelling
candles.
And screaming and just alternating me shoulder charging. Every
time it goes dark and resets.
I push over the top box again.
It's empty.
Oh, shit. Knock them all over.
Yeah.
They're all empty.
I try the door one more time.
I'm going to go get
it's
the...
still locked.
I'm going to go get the goddamn moon key. I'm going to go get the candle snuffer again. I ain't going to do nothing with it. I'm going to pick it up.
Okay. I'm going to snuff out the third candle of the chandelier, though, again.
Okay, fireplace goes out.
Okay, I'm going to go back over and...
Fake log.
Can I look around and see if anything has changed at this point? Like, if everything is starting to reset in different ways, like...
No, everything seems pretty much set the exact same way.
Okay.
I want to check the... Can I check the fireplace again? Make sure...
Yep, fake log.
Yeah, fake log.
Same note.
Pull it out, same note.
Okay, can someone explain me what the fuck is going on right now?
I want to... Is it possible to check around the fireplace one more time?
Yeah.
13?
Well, you can see, like, on the note, it looked like something had started being drawn in it, but you can't see... You can't tell.
Okay. Something else had started being drawn. I can't tell what it is.
It's like one of those picture books where one thing is out of place and you have to guess it.
Did we notice it before? Or?
You didn't notice it before.
Hey, down by the big fella. Throw that bad down. Where'd you get that book?
Oh, in the desk. I walk over to the desk. Is it possible to, like, is it a small desk? Like, possible to pick up and throw against a wall or something?
But Oktar already took the key, so you could just open it. Yeah. No, you took
the key. He did it this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to walk over there with him and see what happened.
Yeah, I want to go look for the book.
Mm-hmm.
The
book mysteriously is not there when you guys unlock the drawer.
Wait a minute. Can I do a perception check on the mirrors and see what they look like now?
Mm-hmm.
What else is in the drawers?
A 7.
You don't really see anything. You're pretty sure that everything is exactly the way it was.
I just think something's weird about these mirrors.
I look up at the mirrors, too, after her saying that, mm-hmm. and I look and see if I can mm-hmm. notice any.
I'm going to take the
19.
You notice that the mirrors are slightly tilted towards the front corner of the room.
I think we would take the candle snuffer and break the mirrors.
There's.
I second that plan.
Sure. Smash.
Wait.
I'm going to go to
the
bed.
Why are you going to smash a mirror? That's 7 years bad luck. Don't do that.
But my whole life
they're,
bad luck.
They're all slightly tilted toward the front of the room.
And see how, if they're tilted. I'm going to look and see what they're tilted at.
Mm-hmm.
As
you walk and stand and look, each one seems like to have a reflection of the bed.
Shaman, why don't you go jump on that bed?
Instead of jumping on the bed, I'm going to take the fruit tray, which I think is now reset, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Flip it and check it.
Well, the key's already gone.
I'm just making sure there's nothing else.
Yeah.
And I'm going to check it on the bed.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Somebody get on the bed.
I'd take the meat tray and anything over, under the meat tray or anything.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going.
Fling it on the bed.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go push Mabel onto the bed.
Okay.
As he's doing that, I'm going to shove him with me.
you're going to grab him?
Yeah.
So do your strength check.
5.
Do your strength check.
15.
Okay, yeah, she grabs you and you both roll on the bed. I knew Maeve had a thing for cashews.
OTP! I'm going to tell the pastor, you don't.
Has anything happened?
No, you both kind of balance, and then Kajun kind of flops over on you.
Get off me!
I like how your fear response is fucking.
I grab a pillow and smack him with the pillow just because.
Listen, two resets
That's
ago.
That's one hell of a fear response.
Jake, he's humping. For those of us who
playing the home game.
Are here in the playing the home game, Jake literally air fucked the table. Not a little. aggressive.
He was just demonstrating Maeve.
I'm gonna shove him off, and I was like, listen, no. Two resets ago, there was some quicksand here. If he was gonna push me in, I wasn't going by myself this mm-hmm. time.
Well, I understand.
You push Kajun off?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Completely off.
Shove him off.
Okay.
I'm gonna fall onto the floor, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look under the
As
bed.
He falls off the floor, you suddenly, the covers pull back, zip up around you, and tighten you to the bed.
I'm going to crawl under the bed.
Well, it's a good thing you do, because you have, you hear a door move. So with the, it requires two, one above and one below.
I'm really good at escape the rooms.
Child's nightmare.
Oh my god!
From the back of the room, you hear a door release.
Y'all job.
Was it the
front door.
The front door.
Mm-mm, it's from the back of the room.
Help!
May
the power crack compel you! May the power crack compel you!
Danzig, go help her. Help. I'm going to look for the door. I'm going to look for the door at the back of the
if
room.
If we help her, it might reseal the door.
Well, that's why I said
just
be ready
He's
to help her. Are you dying? Are you choking? Are you?
Am I just wrapped up
are you suffocating?
Is Kajun still under the bed?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the cover still holding her down.
Just go handle
it. Are you dying or choking?
Am I dying or choking? Okay. I'm going
to
take it.
Do you want me to handle it or are you going to do it?
I'm going to go look for the door.
It might get the wise ideas. Might squeeze
your shoulder. Yeah. I'm going to go look for the door that we heard click.
Okay.
I walk over to the bed where Maeve is just trapped and helpless.
I'm gonna have this look on my face of resignation, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
There have been choices that I've made.
Hey, Maeve.
This is going, and Oktar opens the poop hole, the room, the
outhouse
door. Your cover is released.
I'm gonna hop out.
But the bad damn it.
Hey, I look in. Is it still the outhouse?
Mm-hmm. Still an outhouse. Look at your eyes. You're like.
I close the door back.
Okay.
Does her...
Mm-hmm. It's kind of grabbing your leg, so all you do is sit up. She's stuck by a leg.
Danzig,
push her back
I'm
on the bed.
Sure
Danzig, push her back
possessed.
On the bed. Danzig, push her back on the bed.
This is the worst porn ever!
No, but it can be.
Danzig, push her back on the bed.
Just fine. I'm going to lay back down.
And just accept it.
Yes.
And we hear another click, right?
Mm-hmm. Or the same click.
Did I hear it coming from the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I open the door to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It releases her blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
I close the door to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the bathroom and go and close the door to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Anything other than the fact that I'm in the bathroom?
You didn't hear it close again.
Okay.
And it seems like you can feel a draft coming up from the poop hole.
A draft from the poop hole is what Angie just said in her real life.
Yeah.
So it's farting.
Yeah. I'm a hobgoblin. I'm okay with this. I go to bed first.
He puts on fucking like 1920s swimmer gear with the fucking stripes.
Roll my sleeve up and just kind of like.
Am I locked up, by the way, at this point?
Reach down the bottom and push.
No, when he went in with the door closed, you release.
I'm just going to lay there. Just
push
a
on the bottom. Anything.
Well, there is no bottom anymore. It's just completely open. You kind of feel something warm. Like,
ew.
Smells distinctly like Danzig.
Ew.
I'm just kidding in the accent.
It smells like prosciutto.
I mean, it's like there's literally nothing down there. It's just a hole.
It's open. Mm-hmm.
I open the door to the bathroom back up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Is it still?
No, it stays.
So Danzig's shit in the exit. I'm just going to let everybody know. I'm not sure if it's the actual exit or what, but
you made your bed and you can lie in it and you can go first, Danzig.
Is that a shitty pun?
Yes.
Hey!
I was in the bed, get it? Because I was in the bed too.
So you guys are walking towards the room. And you've said this to Danzig?
I've said that to Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving yet, though. I'm just going to wait.
Well, Octo, what you notice is Danzig's not going to fit.
I say we try anyway. You hear Elvis go, fucking shove him in.
I doubt it's going to be the exit, because Danzig's fat ass isn't going
to
fit.
Well, then you're the smallest of us. You have to try.
You or Maeve could fit. And is Kajun lean?
Yeah,
he's sinewy.
He lives off the earth. So.
Guys,
so he could fit.
Maeve, so to give a quick description,
because
you guys have never actually seen, and I've never given a description of this guy before. He's about 5'9", probably about he's humanoid. You know, I don't think I've come up with a race for him yet.
Mm-hmm.
But 5'8", probably about 130 pounds, 120 pounds. Really can't tell.
But he's just
he'd probably
solid
be about 90
muscle.
Pounds if you actually clean.
Yeah, he's super like he's fit, very fit. Mm-hmm. He's not malnourished by any stretch.
Humans are really
fat.
Just for heads up. Humans are really good as druids.
He's probably a human
or an elf.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a human then.
Yeah,
he's human. He's got shoulder length. I'm gonna compare it to like Matt Mercer hair, but really dirty, really just gross looking hair.
Basically, you could put it in dreadlocks with ease.
Easily, like you blow on
and don't
it
set
way.
A fire around it, or he's going up.
Yeah, pretty much. Like he's like, I mean, he's lived off the earth his entire life. You could pretty much tell.
Note to self: don't throw a bomb around him.
You please don't. Unless
the plan is a distraction. Look at the guy on fire.
That'll buy it.
We'll call it the Bayou Ball Special.
I throw a bomb. I light him on fire. You throw him.
So, call me the Louisiana Hurricane.
Fireball
special.
So who wants to go in the hole?
I got it.
I
strip down to my underwear and I climb through the fucking hole and see what I see through the hole.
Do I see him begin to crawl through the hole? You know.
No, I've closed the door. You're not in there.
Oh, I thought you guys opened it.
I thought we were all standing
there.
I closed the door. I don't want y'all to see me. No, I closed the door.
He needs privacy.
We're gonna open the door.
After he starts crawling, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just kind of see his head floop down the pool.
I go over there and I hit the flusher.
To which I say, Aki, go down the hole.
after it's done flushing, thanks, Kajun. Thanks, Kajun. Thanks. Appreciate
that. It's a pretty good drop. I'll need you to do a dexterity check.
I'm going to pull down my drawers and sit on the toilet.
13.
Okay, so you land a little hard.
Oh, ow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say to them, but like kind of like poke my head towards the toilet. And go, I really gotta take a boom boom right now. It'd be a really good time, boom boom shrimp.
Cajun, if you take a shit, you are going to be wearing it on your ass again. Literally.
And that don't mean he's gonna take it and throw it. I mean, you gotta touch it.
And, and as you land, so it's about a 10, 11 foot drop. And as you land, it's just a room full of shit. It's just. It's just.
I like how
it's
there's.
Just, it's just all poop.
Yeah,
but it's not enough to cushion the blow.
Yeah, there's excrement. It looked like it used to be like a sauna, because you can see benches along the side, but it's just.
Is there corn?
I'm
just throwing
there's
about.
There's some old corn. Yeah.
I'm gonna inspect the room just a little bit further. Just maybe is there hopefully something other than just poop, and I just crawled through poop for no reason.
You just
and
hear
the stench
it.
Is so bad. It's like methane filled, just
overwhelming. Even to
bed.
A hobgoblin.
It's like Renaissance Festival at 3 p.m. Okay,
so as you look around, though, you do see that there's stuff hidden under the poop. There's stuff in there.
Like Moreland, imagine.
I'm going to search through the poop.
Moreland, imagine like Renaissance Festival 3 p.m. in the middle of June.
Mm-hmm. Like especially
Oktar's okay with it.
Like the porta potties.
Yeah. Oktar's a hobgoblin. He's okay with
it. Moreland, imagine it.
Oktar's okay with it.
Moreland, imagine it.
Not worried about Moreland, imagine it, because Oktar's there. Oktar's okay with it.
I just want Moreland to gag at it as well.
Nope, not going to.
It's a roll.
If I fart in my underwear, it's gonna smell.
12.
Mm-hmm. You didn't find anything.
I don't find anything. It's cute. Maeve, I think I need you to come down here and help me look for stuff.
Okay, fine, and I'm gonna go down there.
Are you going in feet first or head first?
Feet first.
I wait till you get like right here, like, and I'm like, hey, Maeve, guess what?
What?
I put my hand on top of her head and push.
Roll the dexterity.
I gotta drop a Maeve.
13.
Okay, you land pretty hard too.
Ah, ow. Mm-hmm. Why do we always end up in these places that smell like shit?
Ha ha. Because I yell down.
Because we're with a shitty person.
Yell down. How deep is it?
About 10 or 11 feet.
No, I mean from the floor. Like, how much shit you stepping in?
It's in my, like, I didn't take my clothes off because I don't have. I'm a shy lady.
It's like coming up over your feet, but.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna start looking around too, just to see what's in here.
I'll take a head dive.
I'm gonna like put my shirt up over my face though.
If I dive in head first, they're gonna hurt.
I'm ignoring him first.
Yeah, you're gonna hurt if you dive in head first.
Do you need me to make a roll? Natural 20.
Oh, she finds a key.
I found a key, guys!
Hey, Dave, that's how we go and put out the candles while they're down there. They'd be locked down there.
Do it!
The DM wants us to do it. I say we should.
I walk out of the room with a hurried pace.
I'm going to inspect the
key. I look for the candle snuffer.
I go over and stop him because I just. Because
you has a candle snuffer, so.
I actually still do.
I'm going to look at the key. Does it fairly recognize, like, the front door key?
Yeah, it's fairly large.
Okay, I think I found the front door key, guys.
Yay!
Now we just have to get out of here.
I walk back into the bathroom and make like a jerry-rigged, you know how to make rope sheets to escape from jail? I'm going to do it with toilet paper for the key.
No. Get me out of here and then you can have the key.
Take the sheets off the bed, you dingus.
How are you going to climb?
Take the sheets off the bed, you dingus, and do what you literally just did with the toilet paper with the bed sheets. Yeah,
Charmin, oh Charmin, let down your two ply.
I don't want to clog the outhouse.
Oh my gosh, do you want to get out of here? You want me to stand here with this key?
I want you to throw it on up to us.
No.
I don't want to come back for you.
Can I look around and see if there's another door in here?
Yeah, you don't see a door, but you do notice that the poo behind you seems to be congealing into something.
We need to move! I'm going to start trying to climb.
You mean now bowel move, right?
No, there is something down here with us. It would be nice if you could help.
Maeve, how tall are you?
5'7".
I'm 5'2". We can like almost get up there if you stand on... Who's stronger, me or you?
I'm not very strong. I have no strength.
If one of you gets like on the other shoulders, that's...
Damn it. Okay. Well, I guess you can...
Stand on your... I'll pull you out.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get on top of his...
You can't stand on a hobgoblin's shoulders.
I mean, he can't stand on mine. We're both going to die.
No, what I'm saying is, as a 5'6 person, you can't stand on...
I mean, we can try... What if we tried to, like...
How about flip it around?
Oh, let's just try you, Kim. Will you make sure I get... I'm going to hold on to the key just in case.
I'm going to pull you out because I want to get out of here too.
I'm in the middle of making the sheet rope for them.
Okay. I'm going to let him get on my shoulders. We're going to die.
So the entire time you guys are like climbing on each other. like ants. Oh, Danzig's been...
I wait what I would believe to be a properly ordered amount of time where they both seem panicked to drop the...
You motherfucker!
Maeve, go, hurry
up. Okay, I'm gonna start climbing.
Look, give me the key though.
I'm passing on him just so everybody.
I keep the key on me.
Maeve. Mm-hmm. Not my fault you were in a dookie dookie panic.
Shut up.
I'm gonna kill you.
You're not really a dookie dookie. I hate you.
I'm climbing. I'm just climbing.
It just came
out.
To me.
Okay. So, do your
dexterity climb. Please tell me the one.
You fall.
It's a one.
Not only did she fall, but she manages to, like, twist it around her leg and, like, bring it down, and you get stuck shoulders deep in the hole.
Did she... She won'd it?
She won'd it. So, unfortunately, she fell with such force and wrapped the sheets around her legs that she pulls you in, and your shoulders wedge.
Sorry! I'm stuck!
Maeve, what the crap, man?
I told you not strong.
Was that a pun?
The only upside here is I can totally see up your skirt.
Wear pants once again.
I'm gonna take the candle snuffer and I'm gonna like
snuffer.
poke him in the butt with it.
I'm gonna
diggle his door hell.
I'm gonna unwrap myself from the thing and try and like let's try and see if we can't get him to throw it up to him.
Well, the problem is Danzig is stuck in the poop hole.
I mean, somebody can pop him out.
Go ahead. And...
I'm good.
An eight.
Okay, you're.
I'm gonna not stop touching my dice. This is. You're giving me the DM bad luck.
God
don't do dang. That.
She wants her real dice.
Thank you, man.
The diddle old daggum. I'm gonna go over there to that candelabra with my candle.
I'm gonna use that dice now.
I'm gonna yell at him. Hey, I'm gonna go over there to that candelabra with the candle snuffer.
No.
I think I can get y'all out if I just reset everything.
Oh, God.
Do it! That's like the most cohesive sentence you've said all day.
The muck monster you hear behind you.
Do it.
Oh, God, we
gotta
go. We gotta
go.
Reset.
I try to, like, reverse wiggle myself to safety.
Reverse wiggle.
You're pretty stuck. And then you feel around your ankle.
Reset the room!
I'm gonna go over there to the toilet and start jumping up and down on his butt.
Reset the room!
As I'm wiggling.
Yeah. Reset the room.
So your shoulders pop through, and then your hips get stuck.
I'm literally
in the toilet, just legs the wiggling.
Is there cheese? Is there cheese on that platter?
Cajun.
You said there's fruit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the fruit. And I'm gonna start lubing him up with fruit, like around his hips. I'm gonna start jumping on him again, trying to get him through.
Maeve, we're dead.
Okay. I know we're dead. We're dead.
You feel your other ankle.
You know, I bet that old bastard's really loving this.
Maeve, just crawl up. So
I'm going to start crawling, like try and crawl up. Wait, you have the key. You have to start.
I know. I'm going to come up.
I'm going to start trying to crawl. I know. And then try and push him off.
I got an idea. Okay. Hey, Hobgoblin boy.
Reset the room.
Okay, now you're gonna. Okay, go ahead and get the key. Get the key to big guy. Have the big guy eat the key, and he'll poop it up to me, and I get out.
No! I'm gonna try.
It's a poo ooze.
I'm gonna try and pull him out. Like try and help him.
Have you've been around a gelatinous cube, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to at least pull him out before he get fully stuck in.
She kind of accidentally feels like she pushed you in a little bit more.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, pull!
This is why I said I should.
You gotta realize too that Danzig has blocked all light you had coming down.
Oh, no.
Now eat the key, Danzig. Eat the key and pass
reset
it. Now I can get
room.
Reset the room.
Big is the key?
Preset the loom.
It's
a 3-inch. But I'm not talking about preset balloon.
It's not too big to swallow.
Is the blood rushing to my head?
It's too big to swallow. Reset the goddamn room.
I'm gonna go reset the room.
Okay.
Hey guys.
I'm gonna
just just stud it out there.
Wait, real quick, before I reset the room, eat the key.
I'm a little
dizzy. No!
Eat the key.
No.
That way we can keep it inside you when I reset the room.
Reset the room.
Reset it, we know where it's at.
Eat it!
Reset the room, we know where the freaking thing is at.
I start reaching down like this.
Or you could keister it.
I'm done.
Moreland's thinking about it.
No!
Maeve, are you going to take one for the team?
Sure, I'll take the key and keister it.
Or vagster it?
That, yeah, I'll like wiggle it up there. There.
Oh, you're lucky.
Please tell me you rolled to see if she keefed.
Okay, we're there.
Now we keistered it.
Just... She's got it up there. Can we reset
if you put it in a pastry first meeting, you need a quiche.
Dad, reset the room.
I'll reset the room.
Okay, so after three, it goes super quiet and dark, and after 3 seconds, you're all right back in the room.
I'm gonna
like the poop room, everybody together.
I'm gonna like shake it and see if it pops out.
Okay.
Reach in, reach in with your fingers.
I have my dice. I have
reach in with your fingers. It's funnier that way.
An 8.
It doesn't fall out.
Oh shit!
Is it still in there?
Where's Maeve?
Oh no! Can I feel it? Like I could feel it if there's something in there.
Oh no, it's in there. The more you wiggle, the more it cuts you.
Ah god! Can I try again?
Maeve, yeah, where's the key?
Just reach in with your hand.
I did. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to pull it out.
Where did you keister it?
15, my vag.
She vagged it.
So you're no longer a virgin.
True, I don't give a shit at this point.
This has gotten so creepy.
She lost her virginity to a poop covered key.
Maeve fucked a pookie.
She pookied.
She pookied.
Whatever.
She pookied.
We're going to pretend you keistered it and didn't vag it.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm pulling it out.
That's a little less creepy.
Okay, here.
Only a little.
Here.
And what was your roll?
15.
Okay, 9, so you're good.
Okay, I got the key, guys.
I'm not touching that.
That's fine.
I'm not touching that.
I don't care.
It's covered in different traces of poo.
Am I still covered in poo?
Yes.
Poo. Wait, no, hold on. Wait, hold on.
This key is covered in poo.
I have to.
I
have to interject here.
Unlock the door so we
did
can.
Did you
leave.
Just pull a key out of your
just
ass?
Just shut up.
Just unlock.
This is probably because of you, anyways. I'm gonna try and unlock the door.
I'm gonna go get the key. I'm gonna go unlock the desk. Get the snuffer. Number 3. Mm-hmm. Crack open the log. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure we do all this.
Mm-hmm. Unlock the door.
So did anybody do the bed?
No.
Ah! So you put the key in, but it won't turn.
Somebody go lay on the bed.
I go lay on the
Hold
bed.
Hold on.
Wait. I take some fruit and throw it on the bed. Does it eat it?
It doesn't eat it.
Okay. Kazrian, get under the bed.
Get
under the bed.
Get under the bed.
Get under the bed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so cover comes up. You hear the trap door go. And then the key turns.
Oh, and is the door open?
And the door opens.
Oh, yay. God.
And there's a lady there with a plate of, like, oh, you guys don't want to stay? I was bringing the drinks.
No. We're leaving.
No.
Oh.
Am I still, like, wrapped up in the
like,
bed? Or
like, two of us are covered in shit.
No, it reset everything.
It reset everything.
The only thing it didn't reset was the fact that I keistered the fucking key.
I walk past the woman. I assume it's a plate of like, sandwich makings and stuff.
No, it's the drinks you asked for. There's, like, some lovely plum wine, some teas.
Kajun, get out from under the
sparkling
bed.
Sparkling waters.
I walk over, and I grab what looks to be, like, the biggest bottle or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And I put my hand, my arm around Maeve, and I go, Maeve, thank you for not being my enema anymore.
Say what?
I'm still on the bed, guys.
I don't care. I'm walking out.
I'm a crawl out from under the bed.
Okay.
That let me go?
Okay. I'm going to close the door in his face. No, let him out. Okay, I'm gonna recall that one. No, okay, so Maeve's gonna be the last one out. I'm gonna push her back in.
No, I went
off.
Out first. I'm gonna
push her back in. I'm gonna grab her.
No,
okay, so do your strength check.
Oh my god.
20 minus 10.
Oh.
Oh fuck, it's a 5.
Okay, so you push her in and close the door and it
no!
locks behind you.
To be continued.
You're such a butthole.
So is Akhtar still in there because he was still in the bed?
Yeah.
I went out first.
Yeah, but he grabbed you and pushed you back in.
Then I'll show you. John.
Am I even in the room or am I gone?
You went out.
Yeah.
Do I still have the key?
No.
There's no way for us to get out because we need 2 people to sit on the fucking bed. I hate everybody. I hate this man. We're going to kill that fucking druid.
Well, she... Why?
No, y'all go ahead.
No, okay, I'm just gonna walk over to the desk and just bang my head on the desk for 10 minutes.
Hand me a piece of paper.
I don't have a piece of paper.
Okay.
She has my notebook.
Give me a key.
Okay, so while she's complaining, can I open the door from the outside and yell at her and close it back on her? It's only locked from the inside. I hear the bitching. I'm like, I don't show you, chunk.
And then the lady's like, ma'am, sir, would you like
to? Yes,
yeah,
please.
What all drinks?
Don't let her
what
out.
All drinks did she have?
She had some lovely plum wine, a different kind of fruit liqueurs, some teas.
I take it all.
Water.
Okay. I take it all, and I take it all. I go back in the room and I sit on the bed and I just start drinking all of it.
Well, I'm glad you guys made each other's acquaintance, mm-hmm. and it was lovely to see you all.
Sad thing is,
I hate that you're leaving so quickly.
I like Kajun better than I like Danzig already.
Oh. I'm still trying to work on how Maeve put something in her ass. I didn't think anything could go there. She's either taking massive dumps or she's still a virgin because she prefers
as
anal.
Elvis,
I don't know.
They cast the message.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna hear. I didn't even think she had an ass.
From Elvis.
To which I respond with
whatever Elvis is. We don't mm-hmm. know. He's not that close.
To which I respond with message going.
You made yourself laugh.
I did. I did. I fucked it up. I lost it. Just forget it.
Just say it.
No, I lost it.
You actually. I didn't actually laugh at something that hard and lose it.
Man, I rolled 19.
Because it was a key joke.
Oh. Those are plentiful.
And then you hear another message come in saying, "What the hell's going on here?"
Who do we hear that one from?
I start doing this. I start crumpling up my fingers. Up, oh, bad reception.
This is the party line. I'm
going to implant something in his head and just go, from time to time.
Oh, Jesus.
I am a ghost now.
Well, you guys successfully escaped the room.
Yay.
Yay. Is that canon?
Yes.
Shit.
I mean, yeah, you met Kajun.
True.
Has to be canon.
True. And I keyed.
Oh, it's canon.
It's canon.
Yeah, because you met me for the first time.
Okay. I have more questions than answers, but.
But then you know how to start out. I'm a star boy, dude.
I'm so frightened now.
You're frightened.
That was fun.
That was very enjoyable.
Thank you for the origin story.
I would like to point out that, mm-hmm. you know, Swamp Boomhauer.
Just let me know you rolled a 19 on that.
Yeah, I rolled a 19.
You're not my cousin!
That time.
Swamp
when she threw it in the box and it bounced out, it rolled a 19.
Because baby, I'm a
firework. Wow, you dingus.
And the ding dong boy.
Oh my god. Did you literally just pickle it?
That's a 16 or an 18.
Well, Moreland rolled a fucking
16.
Yeah, Moreland rolled a 12 off, or Jake rolled a 12 off the throw.
Money.
Can I just point out Jake is still in his underwear and the hat?
This is the same underwear from the boat.
It is.
Mm-hmm. No, he's literally still in character by being not.
Oh, no, man. What do you think they can now don't find us if they wanted to be on the podcast?
Seriously, what the fuck did he just say again?
I feel like I just need to slap you back to Jake.
Then a bang down, you can't.
I don't think it'll happen.
You want to slap naked Jake back to Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to slap Kajun back to Jake. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, so Becky, where do you think they could find us?
All right, guys, you can find us.
You know what? I like Kajun better.
Oh, no, we wasn't going to find us. Really, guys, this isn't funny. I don't know. I don't know the where do we go do it. Okay, but this is hurting me. I don't know we go do it. Nobody. Okay, so Becky, where do you think that they can find us if they want to listen to our lovely podcast?
You can find us on Facebook.
Oh, wait, it doesn't work with Becky. Damn it.
What was Becky? What
am I gonna slap myself? You can find.
What is Becky gonna turn into with the slap? Jake goes, "How many have it?" Becky goes, "Hello, you can find us."
Spoiler alert! My voice for Maeve is my real voice. Oh fuck! You can find.
That's what she said when she keys through it.
Oh fuck!
Here.
What diggles door hell?
We'll start over. Hey Maeve, go find the human. Ow, fucker!
Red slap back to Scoob.
I didn't agree with these rules of the cosmos.
Oh.
I don't agree with rules of physics.
This is not canon.
Hey, human named Becky, where can they find us?
Breaking the law.
You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at the Free Rotation. You can also watch us on Twitch and YouTube at the Free Rotation. And make sure to check us out at thefreerotation.com. And we are also a part of Weeby Geeks, the geeky podcast network where you want to be a geek, we're geeks. Let's all be geeks. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay! Thank God that was a double slap. I don't know where the I'm broken out. I don't know where the fuck I am going with that truck.
We just used Jake and Kaju.
Like
we have Kajake now.
You know, you get those dolls. Like, no, those Valentine's Day or Halloween dolls you can get that hits the press me, but after it's been like a month and people keep pressing the button, it just is like.
that's
Jake right now.
No, that's actually Kajun's theme tune when he walks in the room.
That's me idling.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. I thought as a druid you had a familiar.
I too have a familiar.
Some do.
Were you not going to use it for this?
I don't know about that.
Oh, that's true. You don't know.
You did down met me.
They may not. They don't always
have
a familiar. Kajun, say goodnight. Bye, goodnight. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye. Night. Wait, do you have bye, a PSA?
Everybody. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Seriously? We trade out the idling old guy for this. That's it. I'm going to find more dragon eggs.
Oh, look. I would have rather had the idling old guy than you.
Dragon egg make good omelet.
I wasn't prepared for that at all.
Did along good. Ain't been it.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Everybody. Seriously. I want Elvish back.
And then I'll remember, always use the freshest ingredients.